Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all your septic-related needs. In Huron County, in today's circuit court hearing, Vincent Frank Brewer's 1991 felony conviction for arson in a building was set aside. Mr. Brewer had filed an application to expunge the conviction, which he stated was his only felony. The court confirmed that all statutory requirements for setting aside the conviction were met. These included no more than three felony convictions, no prior assaultive crimes set aside, and no pending criminal charges, and no other criminal offenses during the applicable time period. Judge Frill also noticed that the full time period had passed since his probation ended in 1993, and all restitution, fines, and court costs were paid. Mr. Brewer testified that the conviction had impacted his ability to obtain firearms for hunting, secure certain jobs, and affected opportunities with his children. The court found that Mr. Brewer's behavior since the conviction warranted the decision, deeming it consistent with public welfare, and subsequently set aside the conviction. And a Huron County man has entered a plea before Judge Frill in Circuit Court in connection to a multi-county farm equipment theft investigation. 54-year-old Jeffrey Shane Nunnery pleaded no contest to a charge of conducting a criminal enterprise and admitted to being a third offense habitual offender. The agreement resolves several related cases and requires full restitution along with the forfeiture of firearms seized during the investigation. Prosecutors also agreed not to pursue additional habitual offender enhancements. Authorities say the case stems from a tractor theft reported in Rubicon Township, where a Massey Ferguson was taken from a shed. Investigators with the Huron County Sheriff's Office believe Nunnery was part of a broader operation targeting farm equipment across Michigan. Two stolen tractors have since been recovered. One was returned by a buyer who unknowingly purchased it in the Highland area, while another, reported stolen from Newaygo County, was located in the Hemlock area. Officials say a search of Nunnery's home turned up additional items now under review, and the investigation remains active. The charges carry a maximum penalty of up to 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. Sentencing is scheduled for June 22nd at 9 a.m. And some street improvements will be done in Tuscola Township in the coming weeks. The Board of Trustees approved doing a 1.5-inch overlay on Athletic Street and on Wells Street, doing chip seal on Buell Street from Orme Street to Lawrence Street. Approval was also given to do crack seal on Hart Street from Van Cleve Street to Muth Street, and also on Waterman Street from Hart Street to Richville Street. Besides street work, approval was given to spray the brush along Sohn Street. To go along with the sprucing up of the community, the board set May 14th as Yard Waste Pickup Day to do a collection of unwanted tires on June 13th and to see about getting a dumpster to use for spring cleanup. When we come back after this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news, advocacy groups reflect on 420 history. On this day, April 20th, civil rights organizations, including the ACLU, are hosting forums to discuss the historical impact of cannabis prohibition. The focus of this year's reflection is on the war on drugs and its long-term effects on minority communities. While many states have moved toward legalization, these groups are calling for legislation for repair for those with past nonviolent convictions. The events aim to move the conservation from recreational use to social equity and judicial reform. In other national news, Patriots Day observed in New England. Today marks the observance of Patriots Day, commemorating the opening battles of the American Revolution at Lexington and Concord. Large-scale reenactments and the annual Boston Marathon are the focal points of the day's celebrations. Security is heightened in metropolitan areas to accommodate the large crowds. State offices and many schools in Massachusetts and Maine were closed for the holiday. When we come back after this Al Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors, like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump of a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has heated seats, remote start, new tires, and a 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine that gets up to 35 miles per gallon. It has 40,000 miles, and you can take it home for just $20,980. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Congo Prime Minister resigns. The Prime Minister of the Republic of Congo, Anatoly Colonet Mikaso, presented his resignation and that of his entire cabinet to the president today. The move is intended to allow for a total government reorganization following recent civil unrest. The president has accepted the resignation and is expected to name a new prime minister within a week. Observers hope the transition will lead to much-needed economic reforms in Central African nation. In other international news, North Korea oversees new ballistic tests. State media in North Korea reported today that Kim Jong-un personally supervised a series of short-range ballistic missile tests. Pyongyang stated the tests were defensive and intended to verify the reliability of a new guidance system. South Korean and Japanese officials monitored the launches and condemned them as a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. The tests coincide with increased joint military drills between the U.S. and its regional allies. When we come back after this Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Stephen Michael Guastalla, age 65 of Ubley, passed away April 13, 2026 at McLaren Thumb in Bad Axe. He was born September 17, 1960 in Bad Axe. Stephen Guastalla and Patty Kincaid were married October 20, 1984 in Deckerville. He is survived by his wife, Patty, two sons, Michael and Ryan, one daughter, Justine, grandchildren, three brothers, brothers and sisters-in-law, and stepdad. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, April 25th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service and will resume after the funeral luncheon until 4 p.m. Memorials may be given to the family or the donor's choice. Arrangements have been entrusted with Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Condolences can be shared at ramseyfh.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic needs.